Hey, this is Behind the Grill with Jeff and Adam,
a podcast about living the life of a professional cook.
I don't care how many stars you have on your coat, you're still just a dirty cook.
In this episode, we're talking about vegans, specialty diets, and food allergies.
Also, this episode does contain explicit language that may not be appropriate for all audiences. All right, well, we're going to talk about vegans. So here's something I'll start with, okay? So when I started at the
besides
restaurant...
Besides that you hate them?
It's actually not that big of a deal.
But wait, was it a vegan restaurant? Is that the vegan restaurant?
No, I'm talking about the restaurant I'm at now.
Oh, okay.
The vegan restaurant was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Yeah, well, it was vegan.
We didn't have butter. We couldn't use sugar. We had to sweeten everything.
Wait, why can't you use sugar? Vegans are not...
I don't know.
It's not an animal.
I don't know. Maybe the plants were attacked in a violent way. And sugar plants, I don't know.
No, we had no sugar.
I
heard you can't use honey.
We couldn't use honey, that's for sure.
Right. But why?
No, we didn't have sugar. We didn't have butter.
But wait,
we had soy butter.
Okay, no, but what did you use instead of sugar?
Agave juice. We sweetened everything with agave juice.
So it's okay to kill an agave fruit?
Because cactus are ugly.
Oh, okay.
But maybe a sugar plant is pretty
cane.
It's
not a plant, it's a cane.
Yeah.
Sugar cane.
Whatever.
Okay. Okay. So,
it's not as ugly as a cactus. Cactus is like a ghetto plant.
I don't know what sugar cane looks like.
I have no idea what sugar cane looks like. I don't even know how you extract sugar. Period.
I didn't know cactus was sweet. I wasn't even sure that agave was I didn't know.
It's very sweet.
I didn't know that though. I mean, I knew, whatever.
It's like syrup. It's disgusting.
Ugh.
My second day there, a bunch of the cooks come and get me, and they're like, hey, man, you want to do a shot with us? And I was like, oh, yeah, wow, this place rolls like that. Like, it was like 5 o'clock. It was like right before service. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I guess so. You know, I didn't want to, offend anybody.
And you didn't want to push out.
Of course I want to drink some whiskey.
Yeah, of course.
So I come around the corner, and there's the entire staff is in the back of the kitchen. And there's like all these shot glasses like that. And they're pouring. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, man. And I drink it. And what they had done is they had taken ginger root and put it in the Robocoup and then the blender and then pushed it through a cheesecloth.
That's a lot of work.
We were doing shots of raw ginger juice.
What was the purpose of that?
I don't know what it is. There's no booze whatsoever.
No alcohol.
I turn the corner and they hand me this like green creamy thing.
Why was it green?
I don't know, from the ginger root. It was like greenish brown. Whatever. That doesn't fucking matter. That's the point.
How did it get creamy?
That's not the point of the story.
Okay, what else did they have in there? Vegans eat man juice?
I guarantee you. I guarantee you that's a staple.
I don't know.
A lot of protein. So, we drink these things, and if I chugged half a bottle of Fireball.
We have to find out if vegan women swallow. Can they? Or do they have to spit?
Well, I'm sure they have calculated the calorie intake of...
Well, it's not a calorie thing. It's
and the protein level.
But that comes from a mammal, then. You know, if they won't have honey...
But it was given willingly, I guess.
Right, and they won't eat milk, or they won't drink milk.
So are vegans okay with shit if it's giving willingly?
No, seriously though.
Seriously, like the hardcore rights of vegans.
Like a cow that comes to your house?
Right, and kills itself.
Right, no, I don't think so.
Walks in and says, fuck it, and it just dies in your living room.
How about if it comes up and
can you eat it?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because it's meat.
Nobody did anything mean to it?
No, I don't think it's a mean thing. I think it's,
it wanted to go, man.
Well, I completely don't understand vegans, so I don't,
right. So anyway.
But anyway, they don't eat anything.
So I literally do this shot of ginger juice.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting, right?
That's right.
Like literally if I had chugged half a bottle of Fireball, it wouldn't have felt like this.
Oh.
And I instantly don't feel right. Like no part of me feels okay after this. I'm not kidding. Right? And they're all like, isn't that amazing? And I was like, well, no. Like what, why are we doing this? Like I've been working there 2 days. And I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, oh, you wait till you see the you'll be so invigorated your entire shift.
Invigorated.
You're so invigorated your entire shift, and it just gives you a ton of energy. And
I think more likely you'd have been invigorated.
Well, I knew I was screwed. I was immediately screwed. I'm like, oh my god, when these people find out, like, I eat pig. Like, I put pig in my mouth all the time.
You may not want to.
Cook dead pig.
I'm just saying.
I don't.
You know, you want to clarify that?
Well, I mean,
people could seriously get the wrong idea.
Well, yeah.
Especially a vegan.
Well, I assume that's what they just thought I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, if I'm willing to eat bacon, why don't you just fuck a pig?
Oh, yeah. We'll blow a pig.
Yeah.
Either one.
We'll blow a pig. Is that possible?
You'd have to call Jeremy.
How does one get a pig aroused?
Jeremy would know.
Like, if you just rub mud all over your face, you're like, let's go, or, let's go, buddy.
Or Philbilly.
Come on. Philbilly's done things to pigs.
Oh, yeah. And pigs have done things to pigs.
Yeah, there's... It was definitely consent.
No, I guarantee you. I wouldn't be surprised if Phil was somehow married.
He has offspring.
Oh, yeah. There's a little pug nose running around.
There's some pigs that look off.
Yeah, without a doubt. Oh, God. That is so bad.
But, yeah, this we would make... You know what seitan is?
What is?
Seitan.
Satan?
No, seitan. Seitan. I'm not kidding.
I'm not making a shit.
So, basically... I don't know the process, because when I walked by it, I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, I felt like I needed to interject because it looked wrong. Because somebody was, like, fucking up. And I was like, whoa, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're making the seitan. Like, what the hell is that? It's basically, you like, I don't even know the process. Basically, how it ends up is you get this big glob of gray, squishy shit. Right?
What's
serious? You like extract it. There's like, it's like an extraction process.
So it's like an HR director.
Yes. And then we would slice it like it was pounded veal. We'd make it. It would look like pounded veal. And then we made a veal marsala, but without tasty things.
So what is it? What is it?
It's again. It's like an extraction. It's like a protein extraction.
Of what? Soy?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I had zero desire to research it. And I was like, oh, okay, how do we cook that? And I'm like, oh, like a veal marsala.
What did it taste like?
Huh?
What did it taste like?
There's no way I was going to eat it. You see, I saw it.
That's what I look for in a chef.
No way was I going to eat that.
I want my chef to go, hey.
I've eaten roe sacks that a guy like slightly sauteed. Roe sacks.
What the hell?
Chad roe. Like fish egg sacks.
Oh, okay. You just really kept focusing on the word sacks. And
I think you focused on the word sacks.
No, it's just you kept saying it over and over.
I feel the word sack.
It was a terrible
image. What you heard.
Yeah, it was a terrible image.
And me biting in the sack. Like, got some things going on.
Yeah, and nothing good.
Anyway.
God, made me think of Jeremy, though.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know why.
So we got pigs and ball sack. And Jeremy
and
is
Jeremy.
The front runner in both of these conversations.
Oh, God.
And his ex-roommate is part of this. I had to do a daily buffet. So we had a salad bar. We were quote unquote famous for our vegan salad bar.
Wow, that's terrible.
Right, you're famous within a circle of righteous douchebags.
Exactly.
So good for us, I guess.
Good for them.
And so every day you had to come up with 10 different vegan dishes. Every day.
So what were your composed salads?
Yeah, but you had to have like a protein, like the seitan was involved a lot. It's beyond gross.
See, whenever I think protein, and I know, I mean, I've been cooking for way too long.
Yeah.
You know, meat, fish.
Now, we
chicken.
Did have, here's what I will say. We had two meat dishes on the menu. There was there was smoked duck breast.
Wait.
And they had a beautiful smoker, by the way. A beautiful smoker.
For what, smoking vegetables?
I guess for smoking duck breast. So it didn't get used up.
For one protein.
For one protein.
One true protein.
That never fucking sold.
Right.
And we had buffalo loin.
And then why was that in a vegan restaurant?
He wasn't, quote unquote, a vegan restaurant. Okay, the chef owner.
Was the chef owner a vegan?
Yes. And his daughter, so I'll tell this story. I don't fuck with food. I've never fucked with a customer's food. I've never
I get the feeling that story's gonna change that whole. I never.
Right, because there's gonna be except for this one time.
There's always that.
It was there. It was I worked there. Okay. So the owner's daughter, on my first day, I'm trained quote unquote chef owner.
Right.
Okay. Meaning he had bought a chef coat.
I always loved those guys.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
And I don't know what.
Smoking duck breast.
Huh? He didn't, no. He wasn't going to touch it. That was gross.
Oh, God.
Who fucking knows? I don't care. So, the guy who's training me, like, left the kitchen for some reason. And she comes walking in and just starts fucking screaming at me. I mean, like, screaming at me. Where the fuck is fucking table? I was like, man, literally I've been working here for 3 hours. She's like, I don't give a shit. Then don't fucking be behind the line. Like, literally, like, screaming at me. I was like, wow, that's good timing right there. So,
I see a strong future in this position.
Right, right. This is a great job that I've chosen. Good thing I moved literally 2,700 miles for this.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And so, she never stopped. Like, that's basically who she was.
Wow.
She was overweight, angry. Well, vegans are not healthy. That's the thing. That's the fucking thing. You know that soy shit. Your body doesn't process that
stuff. Yeah, but I don't picture him being overweight.
Well, she was fat.
She was a fat vegan.
A lot of them are.
I don't know. I don't
know that soy product. You don't process that shit.
I don't know. The only vegan. I'll tell you my vegan incident after you tell me what you did to this poor woman's food.
Why is she a poor woman?
Well, because you did something to her food.
I did something to her food. Yeah, and that's wrong. Yeah. And it is wrong. I don't mess with people's food, but I did it this time.
I don't condone it either.
I was by myself. I just moved to Colorado. I was upset. So, I'm probably gonna call. 3 weeks later, she comes into the kitchen. And it's in between lunch and dinner. And I'm just, whatever, cooking. She walks up, she goes, you. I said,
wow,
yes.
I love that. How it
she goes, you are going to cook my lunch today. I said, I would love to. Absolutely. What would you like? She goes, I want grilled tofu with steamed vegetables. Don't fuck it up. Okay, I won't. Wow. So she leaves the room. And I said, I promise. And now I'm talking to myself. I'm like, I promise I won't fuck it up. So I get out the tofu. Remember the two proteins I said we had?
Buffalo.
Okay,
and,
buffalo loin.
And, yep.
Now, buffalo loin, that doesn't sell a whole lot. And it's in a third pan in a cooler. What happens?
Blood.
A lot of blood.
Yeah.
So I'm literally talking to myself. And I'm like, I promise I won't fuck out of it. Oops! And I took a giant chunk of tofu and soaked it in fucking buffalo blood. I mean, blood. I soaked it. Like, pushed it in, made sure it was nice and squishy. Flipped it over, like, really,
squishy. I like that literally,
I soaked her tofu in buffalo blood, so it made sure it marinated that shit, and then I grilled it, and I steamed her stupid fucking vegetables, and I rang the bell, your lunch is up.
Gotta ring the bell.
Right? So she goes and eats it, and she comes back in, and is like, you know, angry, because she's always angry.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, how was your lunch today? She goes, surprisingly, good. I said, okay.
It was all that buffalo.
And then, and then I went and quit.
Did you ever tell her that?
No, I quit. Literally, I gave a notice. Because I realized if I'm doing that to food, I'm clearly in the wrong spot.
No offense.
And probably she didn't work for 2 weeks. Because there's no way she didn't, like, piss out her ass.
Oh, yeah, but no. I mean,
nothing took on a solid 4 ounces of buffalo blood.
Nice. But it was probably the best thing she'd eaten in years.
Delicious. Okay. Why does this taste so good?
Yeah. Okay, so my story with a vegan, you know, I have many of those, but one that sticks out was, so these guys come into the restaurant, vegans. They ask, you know, we don't really have anything vegan on the menu, but they're like, hey, can you make something vegan? You know, we're vegan. Okay, no problem. So I bust my ass and I whip up this whole vegan appetizer, vegan entree, you know. Waitstaff sends it out.
Yeah, well done.
I love it. For dessert, they ordered fucking ice cream.
Yeah, fuck you.
I was like, I wanted to go out to the table and go, so you...
Wrote it.
You're new vegan.
Spit it in the face.
Well, no, I just want to say you're new vegans. You really don't know. Okay, so fucking vegans with ice cream. That is a whole bunch of horseshit. I don't... You're not a vegan, okay? And so don't try it.
Were you supposed to eat sorbet?
Yeah, no, but fuck them and their sorbet and fuck them and all their other shit. My thing is...
Are you allowed to have dessert?
I don't... Dessert, but, well, you can have flour, I guess, right? But you can't have any eggs. So, pretty much, who knows? Vegans...
You can suck on a cocoa.
Vegans can suck on a lot of things, okay? There's a lot of things I would like... That doesn't... Anyway, that wasn't coming out. But here. Now, my other thing is... all these people have food allergies, okay? Now...
Yeah.
We're becoming a country of designer food allergies.
Yes.
And it's people... You know, when I was a kid growing up, okay, I started cooking in 1980. You know, I know there's probably a lot of people going to be listening to this who weren't even born at this point.
No.
And you know what? I didn't have, there wasn't anybody who ever came in and said, hey, I can't have this, I can't have that, oh. You know, I'm going to swim.
No, must have drew it, shit their pants on the way home.
Yeah, yeah, but there were other ones, you know, like, there was, people couldn't have shellfish, but that was about it. But now, people can't have wheat, they can't have this, they can't. I had a guy come in and said that he could only eat yellow peppers. He was allergic to red peppers and green peppers. Now, come on. Come on.
What fucking... You're supposed to die. You're supposed to die. If there is this tiny, 100%. Minuscule chromosome in a yellow pepper that fucks with you, you're supposed to die.
Oh, yeah. No, if he was from Ethiopia...
Evolution has set it up.
He'd be dead. Well, you're
supposed to die.
Our friend Fitz. Right. Our friend Fitz, right. He's from Ethiopia.
Yes.
I asked him one day...
How many food allergies are in Ethiopia?
He's like, nobody.
Fucking zero.
Another friend
fucking
of mine,
zero.
Another friend of mine from Mexico...
Zero.
Same thing. I asked him. I said, right. So, guess what? Nobody's lactose intolerant in Mexico.
Right.
You know.
Now there's a guy who every time he shoves 10 pounds of shrimp in his face, like literally craps his pants on the way home.
Yeah.
Guess what? You know, if he gets a hold of 10 pounds of shrimp, he's willing.
Oh no!
Before I go,
but no, I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Like if you have an allergy that's going to make you crap your pants, you know.
right.
Okay, that's a real thing. But when you come in and you tell me, hey, listen, you know, I'm allergic to garlic, but I can eat onions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
You know what? Research it before you open your mouth.
Right.
At least.
I had a person. I was working in this place. We had this person there, who said they were a super taster.
Oh.
That they had. And they said they had an article on it that they saw, that they had more taste buds than the average person.
Oh.
So they couldn't stand to eat things like peppers and onions. And this person asked
because
they could, it was super tasty.
But why? Those things specifically?
Well, peppers, onions,
make
anything.
Make you super duper?
Yeah.
You can't taste anything else?
I guess so. I guess it was such an explosion of flavor in
your
mouth.
Wow.
But imagine.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Right. That guy hasn't gotten a blowjob.
A very lonely woman.
I'm super tasty.
Yeah.
You really, like, you had to scrub it with a Brillo pad before you were allowed to have a blowjob.
But
they're super buds.
Wow, we got really off on a bad track there. What? Come on. You know, I mean, really, now we're just making stuff up. I swear, people come in, they just make stuff
up.
And I can't even remember half of the things that I've heard people tell me that they were allergic to. I knew a guy, actually, we both know this guy, and he'll listen to this and he'll be pissed off at me, but fuck him. Swears to God he has a sesame seed allergy. To the point where, like, him and I went out and had sushi one time, and he forgot to tell the people that he had an allergy, and, like, we started eating, and he had to bolt out of there and run off and get some friggin' Benadryl,
right.
And, you know, throw up in the bushes the whole night.
Right.
So then one day I was putting out
I want you to know, personally,
I know you know
that man.
Oh, yeah.
Sesame
well,
broth.
No, but his thing. So,
not on purpose.
No, dude.
Per
we're,
se.
We're putting out a prefix menu, and one of the things on the prefix menu... It was a tahini sauce. Tahini sauce. Ground up sesame seeds. It's 100% sesame. I put the whole thing together. I put it out there, and everybody comes back to taste it. And, you know, I explain the menu to him. And I watch him eat it. And as he's eating it, I'm like, oh, my God. I just fed him tahini. He's going to swell up. He's going to have to go home.
Nothing. He was sitting there bullshitting with me. And had stuck a piece of celery in the hummus and was just munching on it. And I'm like, I realized about 3 minutes into the conversation, I'm like, you're eating hummus, you know, right? He's like, yeah. Aren't you allergic to sesame? He's like, what, is there sesame in hummus?
Come on. He knows that. He's been in the industry. Oh, God. So, besides the food allergies, another one that drives me up the fucking wall, I'm sure it drives you up the wall and every other cook in the world, is all these bizarre diets.
Right.
Now, we both worked with a guy, the hairless cat.
Yes.
Okay.
No face.
Yeah, couldn't eat anything
no
that
face
had a face. No, I mean, I didn't even think that was real when I heard that. I thought
we were
joking around.
How do you
have
the balls to tell somebody?
I have no idea.
That's what I always wonder. Oh, no, I can't have that. I'm on the no face diet.
I don't know. Oh, come on.
I mean, how does anybody hear that statement and go, oh, that's interesting. Like every single person you go, I'm on a no face diet, goes, the fuck is wrong? What are you talking about? What do you mean on the no face diet?
Oh, God, that's.
I want to be on the face only diet.
Only things that have a face.
I only want to eat
faces.
Hog jowls. And fucking
sheep heads.
Like, yeah.
Sheep
heads. I just want to eat faces.
Yeah. Oh, actually, if you think about it, there's some really good face dishes out there.
There's some beautiful face dishes.
You know, I mean, head cheese.
Head cheese?
Yep. Well,
I don't want to ever.
Now, only cooks are going to understand what head cheese really is.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, it's not actually cheese.
You want to hear an awesome story? When I was out in Colorado, we had sweetbreads on the menu. It's actually a beautiful dish. And this bartender, this fucking idiot, she comes back into the kitchen. She'd ordered sweetbreads, like I sent them out. She comes back in with this like panicked look on her face and runs up to me. She goes, those aren't breads, are they? I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know, you know what you're talking about. She goes, sweetbreads that got sent out. Those aren't bread. That's not bread, is it? So that's definitively not bread. Why? And why do you look so panicked? It's like, well, it's my friend's a vegetarian.
Not anymore.
It's her birthday. And I thought she would enjoy, like, a bread assortment. And that's not what that is. No, that's 100% not what that is. Okay, sweetbreads are not, no. There's actually no bread involved whatsoever. It's a fucking gland of an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
wow.
It's a thymus gland.
And how much did she eat? Because she took 3 bites and then said, I don't think this is bread.
So what did she tell her it was?
She ran away and came and asked me.
Did she ever go back and tell her?
I assume. Or she quit and just left. Like, I don't know.
Just ran away from her friends.
Like, oh my God! Like, it's... I mean, like, what? Are you serious?
I love this industry.
Huh?
I said I love this industry.
Well, I don't fucking love this industry.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, trust me.
I was telling a cook today, so this new cook I had, talking to him, and I was like, you know, we were talking about, what were we talking about the other night? Where it's a trade. It's a fucking trade. Us and plumbers, same thing.
Yeah, unless you watch, you know, Food Channel.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. No, when I first started doing this, we were definitely plumbers.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I don't know if you ever watched Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, I've watched
it. Okay, it's a bunch of
retards. I watched them once.
It's literally a bunch of retards. Now, that is as close to an actual simulation of a kitchen. You as the chef, and then you've got 10 retards.
Oh, yeah.
Who literally can't put food on a plate.
Yeah.
Who literally cannot manage to not hand you raw chicken.
Oh, God, this is making me sad.
But it's sad. Yeah. It's sad. I mean, I only watched that show a couple times, because it literally would make me want to cry. I literally want to put a gun in my mouth.
Yeah, but they don't have anybody with an allergy. They don't have anybody super tasters on there. They don't have any
super
of that
taster. That's kind of awesome.
I'm telling you, that is just,
I want to come across a super taster.
Well, I'm telling you, I've only come across one. I only came across one.
I want to shove an anchovy in the middle of her, macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Hey, super taster, find that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Super buds!
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, and I have...
Does she wear a cape?
I have... She should have, right?
Right?
I have...
You just walk around in a cape. She says, ST.
Dude, I have...
What's that?
I have...
Fucking super taster.
I have witnesses.
The fuck I am.
I have witnesses to this. You know, Mike Fight, Chad, Chrissy, yeah.
Was that the...
We
can't say places.
Okay, we'll edit that place to spot out. But, yeah, no, that was... Yeah, the super taster. But, like I said, I have witnesses. I have witnesses. And one day we'll do an interview with Mike.
Was she by herself?
Oh, she was married. She was married. I never really met her husband.
Oh, that
I
guy.
Met her.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
He drinks excessively.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And fucks hookers.
Yep. I hope so. But, you know, only vegan hookers. So.
Only. No, he's like, no, he literally, when he goes and talks to a hooker, he's like, can you taste anything? And they're like, not really. Like, yeah, you.
Yeah, you're mine. You're mine you. Now.
Do me a favor. While I.
He
while,
probably just feeds
you. While it. I screw. Right. While I screw you. Eat onions. I want you to just eat an onion like an apple and say how delicious it is.
He probably doesn't even have sex with
him. Right. Just makes him do that. Yeah, jerks off while they eat apple. Like, they eat a fucking onion like an apple.
Here's some garlic.
You have no taste buds.
Yeah, have some broccoli. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Let's shove a pepper up my ass.
I think we've gone a little bit far afield there, but yes. So we've covered super tasters. And...
That's me. I've never come across a super taster. Niggas are like a host society.
That's the only, no, that's
I
the
bet
only,
they have a blog. You know
oh,
it.
Oh god.
You know it.
Ooh, we have to check that out.
I want to read that. I want to research.
Okay.
Super Taster blog.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll infiltrate it.
I want to infiltrate it.
Okay, but here's the thing. We'll read that. You read it, I'll read it, and then like our next one that we do, our next podcast that we'll do, we will talk about what we learned on the blog.
Infiltrated.
Yeah, what we learned
Super
on the blog.
Taster blog.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh. And then we have to look at the diet thing too. We have to find. Here's another thing. Let's look and see. Let's
find
the weirdest
diet. How do we spend enough time on the no face diet? Like, I feel that's such a ridiculous.
That
fucking
is such
thing.
A ridiculous thing. That's, you know.
But what does that mean?
It means you don't eat anything with a face.
So you can eat worms.
Worms have a face.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Worms don't have a fucking face.
I've seen worms have a mouth, right?
See,
you got them.
No, they don't have a.
How do they eat?
I don't fucking know.
They got a mouth.
They don't have a face?
Yes, they do.
Worms don't have eyes, a nose, and a mouth. That's a face. That's the definition of a face.
They got a mouth.
What the fuck?
Okay, they got a mouth. And then how did we get on the worms?
I think you're being an extremist no-face diet.
How did we get on the worms, Walter? Like broccoli.
Because it's something broccoli, without a face.
Okay, broccoli doesn't have a face.
I'm telling you, a Sharpie makes everything have a face.
No, but, you know, technically a chicken breast doesn't
now,
have a face.
Now, what if I gave the Harris cat a fucking head of broccoli and I had drawn a face in Sharpie on it?
Okay.
Does he eat it? Or is he opposed to it?
I don't know. But
aside from the fact that you shouldn't eat Sharpie.
Okay, well, let's get to the hairless cat here for a second, okay? Just so everybody understands the hairless cat. Well, this guy was a guy that we worked for who shaved. Like, he had no hair on his own.
Hair made
man.
Him angry.
Yeah, yeah. He had, and
hair
the only place he had
angry.
Hair was on his head, but he had really...
upset.
But he had really nice hair on his head.
He was pretty.
Always, yeah, he was a very,
I was
pretty, he was a very pretty man.
I always wanted to touch him.
Yeah, he was a very pretty... When I didn't want to...
It's why he never came into the kitchen. Yeah, Every time he came in the kitchen, I'd eyeball him like, man, I'm going to come over and touch him. And I'm filthy. I got hair all over me.
He would have been so upset if you touched him.
He would have cried.
He would. He would have.
And fired me immediately.
Oh, of course.
And would have been 100% worth it.
Yeah, of course.
Because I wanted to touch him so bad. Like, just put my filth on his cleanliness. Like, he was just so... polished.
I always wondered what that guy. He hated coming in the kitchen.
Oh, why? That's why.
Yeah, he just hated.
We were also filthy and hairy. There's hair everywhere. Yeah. And you're also dirty.
But that explains the hairless cat. So that's the hairless cat. When you hear us refer to the hairless cat, that's it. And that's
why.
A guy on a no face diet.
That's why. Think of all the hair on faces. Like, oh my god, eyelashes and eyebrows. I bet he has contemplated like dunking himself in a vat of fucking hot wax to remove it all. Like I bet he literally.
I'm not gonna disagree with that.
He
but...
touched parts on himself, daydreaming about there being no hair anywhere ever.
I mean, we're going into places here.
Let's get weird.
What he had in. Not hair or
dinner. I'm not talking about that. I'm not pondering.
No, I'm just saying.
If his balls were hairy or not. There's no way they were.
Everybody who's listening is just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well.
So where did he have hair?
Nowhere. And his head.
Yeah, and they're asking, how did you guys know? Well, we did.
We didn't. We didn't actually.
But he didn't have hair on his arms, okay? I mean,
I feel if you've gotten yourself to the level of waxing your own arm.
But he was waxing.
You've waxed everywhere. I mean, there's private parts of you that. You've like put a torch.
I was surprised
so
had,
hair never
I,
comes
I was
back.
Surprised the man had eyebrows, and I think the only reason he did because it wasn't socially acceptable.
Was it socially acceptable?
Not the house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He daydreams about. I want it all gone so bad.
Oh yeah. Wow. What a weird guy. And that was a guy no
weird.
Face guy. No
His
face
wife
guy.
Was hot though. She
yes,
was.
She was.
She was very hot.
No, yeah, yes, she was. She was. She was a good-looking woman.
That's not why.
She was a handsome. Like, she was a handsome woman.
She was a handsome woman.
That's all.
That's
okay.
Weird.
So that, yeah, that's almost as weird as his diet. Oh, God. Yeah, my brother always used to say, he used to joke around and say, you know, and he cooked for years, too. And he always, he'd say, you know, yeah, I don't eat anything that casts a shadow.
What the fuck does that mean?
Think about it. It's a diet. Everything casts a shadow.
He was being serious?
No, he was joking. It was a joke. Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't say he was
funny. No, listen, there's somebody. There's somebody.
I didn't say he was funny, but, you know.
There's somebody.
He has his moments, usually when he's really
I can't eat corn if you pulled it while it has a shadow. Like, I only eat corn that you pull in the middle of the night.
That's the scary part. Is there probably
somebody. There's somebody.
Yeah, there's somebody out there.
And there's a blog about it.
Yeah, there's a blog. There's a society, and they're all going for it.
Oh my god.
Okay. So I think at this point let's stop here. And we'll see how this turns out. I gotta unlock this whole thing and that's why I'm
talking. So this is our outro. This episode was recorded in Carrboro, North Carolina on January 13th.
What year?
We didn't play anything after that.
What year?
2015.
Okay. And what did you say it was?
What do you mean what I say was? It said it's an outro.
What the fuck is an outro?
It's a word that exists. And I'm applying it to this.
There's a lot of words that exist.
Yeah, well, I'm applying it to this. I'm applying it to this.
You're applying it to this.
To this.
Okay.
This is our outro.
An outro.
Yeah, it's our outro.
So this is our outro.
This is our outro.
Outro.
This is where we fucking say goodbye.
This is where
we say goodbye to every fucking buddy.
This is how we're going to say goodbye?
Yeah, fuck off, everybody.
You're going to say outro.
Yeah, fuck off, everybody.
Okay, so then that's it. So outro.
This is our fucking outro.
Outro.
There you go.